FYI Ministries, everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the angel of light telling me what is right. You're only bringing darkness to my soul. Don't you know today that many churches pose as the angel of light? Many pastors pose as the angel of light telling you and me what is right. I don't know, but they're only bringing darkness to my soul. Yes, the angel of light, he wants to tell you and me what is right, but they're only bringing darkness to my soul. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to tell you this today, but don't you know that Satan poses as the angel of light? In 2 Corinthians 11:14, the Bible says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." I don't know about you, but I want to tell you that your pastor is probably posing as the angel of light, telling you what is right, but he's only bringing darkness to your soul. Yes, I don't know how many preachers in America today, they are posing as an angel of light. I don't know how many churches today are posing as an angel of light, telling you what is right, but they're only bringing darkness to your soul. I gotta tell you today that churches today are bringing darkness to your soul. They act like they're the masters and they and you are the slaves. But the truth of the matter is the devil is sly and he uses the arrogance, the greed, and the ignorance of the religious men to blind them from the truth. Yes, they appear as the angel of light telling me what is right, but they're only bringing darkness to my soul. Yes, in today's churches, they are complacently apostate, completely silent regarding the evil plague that is moving through America. How many of you know today that evil is moving through the United States of America? But many of our pastors, they pose as the angel of light. Many of our churches pose as the angel of light. Many of our government officials poses as the angel of light, and they want to tell you what is right, but they're only bringing darkness to your soul. They're only bringing darkness to the United States of America. They're only bringing darkness to our schools. They're only bringing darkness to our churches. Oh my gosh, this is very tragic all across America today. Our churches, our ministers, our pastors are selling books and hosting pastors' conventions, but they are virtually silent concerning the wickedness of our society. Oh my gosh, cry out loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions in Isaiah 58:1. Don't you know today that Satan poses as an angel of light? He wants to tell me what is right, only to bring darkness to my soul. In today's churches, I have to tell you, they resemble a 1,200-pound pig. They resemble a 1,200-pound pig in a state fair. It seems that most of these pastors and churches are only interested in obtaining more and money. More money, gimme, gimme, gimme. Yes, I don't know about you, but today the church congregations, they have to finance their escapades of their pastor's selfish interest. And then the pastor heads over to the Holy Land vacations while most of your church members can barely afford to drive to the next town. I don't know about you, but this is apostasy. Oh my gosh, I don't know, but Satan likes to appear as an angel of light. He loves to tell you what is right, but he's only good to darken your soul. Nevertheless, the Bible says in John 12:42-43, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Come on, somebody. Back in that day in John 12, verse 42, or verse 12 of John 42 and 43, the Bible says, many praise the name of Jesus, but because of the religious leaders today, they did not confess Jesus, just like they don't confess Jesus in the church today, just like they don't confess Jesus in your ministry today. Yes, these pastors, they come as an angel of light telling me what is right, only to bring darkness to my soul. Why did they not confess the name of Jesus? Because they would have been put out of the synagogue. I don't know about you today, but we don't have Jesus in our church. We don't have Jesus in our schools. Our pastors are a form of an angel of light, but they come to darken our soul. What did the Bible say? For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. I don't know about you, but I know there's a lot of churches being resurrected, and these are $5 million churches, and they want to put it on the backs of the churchgoers. These are church pew religion people. Oh, come on, somebody. They sat in their pews, and all they want to do is listen to a feel-good message of pat their damn evil self on the back. But what does the Bible say? That these pastors are an angel of light telling me what is right. You're only to bring darkness to my soul. For why? For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. How many churches today are being resurrected? And these are multi-million-dollar churches. And who is going to pay the cost? It's you, slave. It's you, the churchgoer. You're the one that's going to pay the cost. So you better take out your money, and you better keep giving it to the church so they can build their bigger buildings, their multi-million-dollar churches. Don't you understand why you're there? You're there to be their slaves. Don't you know they have an evil government over you? Don't you know that they form as an angel of light over you? Don't you know they want to tell you what is right? And they're a bunch of lip service people. They preach the message very well. They look really good in their suit and tie. They're part of a ring, a big global ring, and they want to tell you what is right, but it's only to bring darkness to your soul. It's only to take your money. I don't know how many of these $5 million churches are being resurrected, and they say it's in the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus to have a mortgage of $5 million. I don't know about you, but I would like to see what kind of churches the Apostle Paul really went and visited today. I don't think it's these kind of churches that are being resurrected in America. And yes, they come to you in a form of an angel of light, telling me what is right, only to bring darkness to your soul. Don't you know today that many preachers in America are bringing darkness to your soul? They don't want to mention Jesus. They don't have a cross of Jesus, and nor do they have a picture of Jesus on their wall. Yes, they were Pharisees who believed on Jesus, but were unwilling to take a stand for God for fear of losing the praise of men. Yes, there's many preachers today that are fearing and unwilling to take a stand for Jesus, the fear of losing the praise of men. The same cowardless, saturated circles today are in America. Yes, the average pastor today in America is afraid of losing the praise of men, which equates to the loss of revenue. Don't you know today that preachers can't even preach the truth about the Constitution? Preachers can't even preach about the New World Order, homosexuality, things that really matter in America. Let's start preaching how this nation's being taken over by Satan. No, they'll come on, somebody. They come as an angel of light, and they want to tell me what is right, But you only want to bring darkness to my soul. You only want to make me a slave of your evil church government. Oh, come on, somebody. You are the same pastor that shook the hands of Hitler. You are that same man. You waited in line to shake the hands of Hitler. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the world didn't need to elect another pope. The world needed to elect Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you know that the pope comes as an angel of light, and he wants to tell the world what is right, but he's only coming to bring darkness to your soul. He's only coming to bring darkness to the world. Oh, my gosh, I need Jesus. If they wanted to elect anybody in the Vatican, they should have elected Jesus. If you want to put anything back in your church, you need to put Jesus. If you want to put anything back in your nation, you need to put Jesus. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. Oh, yes, there's so many pastors today. There's so many ministries today. They come as an angel of light, telling me what is right, only to bring darkness to my soul. Oh my gosh, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. Thou wert cold or hot. So then, because of thou lukewarm or neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Oh yes, this is Revelation 3:14 through 16. The Bible says, you know what? You're neither hot or cold. I wish you're either one or the other, so I can spit you out of my mouth. I don't know what you're. Oh my gosh! You better wake up, America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Jesus back in our church, and we need Jesus back in our schools. We need Jesus back in our government, and we need Jesus back in our marriage. Oh my gosh, I want to tell you something. Churches today, they come in a form of a light. They come as an angel of light. They want to tell you what is right. They want to tell you what is right. Yes, but they're only bringing darkness to your soul. Oh my gosh, there's only one that can bring light to a man's soul, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one that can bring light to a nation, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:5, it says in 1 Timothy 6:5, it stirs up trouble all the time among people whose minds are twisted by sin. The truth they once had has been taken away from them. They think they can get rich by being godly. You need to understand that these kind of pastors, these kind of churches, they think godliness gain is a form of godliness. The Bible warns about that. They think having property, having a big church, having more of the multitudes of people, having many degrees, oh come on somebody, having nicer cars, they believe that this is gain is a form of godliness. But I'm here to tell you, these kind of preachers, they are angel. They come as a form of an angel of light, and they want to tell you what is right or wrong. They're only bringing darkness to your soul. You see, they have justified their mega churches. They have justified their para churches. They have justified everything, and they think that gain is a form of godliness. So the bigger the church, the more the members, that somehow that they are more godly. You need to understand these $5 million churches, that they think that somehow that God is blessing them, that they are like the Pope or they're like the King over the multitudes of people. But you need to understand that they are acting as the master, and they want to keep you in your slavery. You got to understand, they don't want the slave better than their master. I'm talking about the church government. I'm talking about the church ring. I'm talking about those corruption, just like Satan took Jesus to what? He took him to the pinnacle of the temple because Satan was making a point. He said, not only do I own the kings of the world, but I also own the temple. You see, Jesus was kicked out of the temple, and we know that the Pharisees, they were more interested in the praise of men. So when the multitudes of people would sit and they would worship Jesus Christ, the Pharisees, they would sit back and say, hey, I would rather have the praise of men than to worship Jesus Christ. You need to understand today there's so many pastors out there that have sold you to Satan. They have sold their soul to Satan. They were like the Pharisees because they would rather have the praise of men. They were like these mega churches that would rather have the praise of men because they have sold their soul to Satan. You need to understand today that I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the only way. And I'm here to tell you, gain. They believe that gain is a form of godliness. And they will not stand up for anything. And just like you need to understand that these people were all about money. They were all about taking money from the poor, keeping the poor slaves. And this is why Jesus came and he ran out the money changers that used the temple to gain money. I don't know about you today, but a lot of preachers are using the church for only for money. Yes, this is what contributes to the increase of property. Is, of course, true religion. They thought the increase of their private property was a form of true religion, or that it was proper to infer that any course which contributes to worldly prosperity must be a sanction of religion. They believed that any form of worldly prosperity was a sanction by religion, that somehow that they were blessed by God, and they judged of the consistency of any course which religion, by its tendency to promote outward prosperity. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of preachers today that think outward prosperity is a form of godliness. They believe that gain is godliness, and I'm here to tell you they come as an angel of light telling me what is right, but they're only bringing darkness to my soul. They're only bringing darkness to the community. They're only bringing darkness to your town. These kind of pastors would never stand up for the Constitution. These kind of preachers and ministers will never stand up for anything. They are worldly. They are the kind of preachers that wanted to shake Hitler's hand. They are the preachers that love the beast. They already got the mark of the beast on their foreheads. They are under 666, the beast. They love the beast and the new world order. Oh, come on, somebody. They love to put their churches for this one world global religion. They are working really hard to take your soul. They are really working hard to bankrupt you, just like the banks. The government took the banks of Cyprus, just like the government wants to rob your banks. The churches today are coming to rob your bank account. The churches today are coming to put you in slavery. The churches today, they come as a form of a light. Only they come as an angel of light, only to do what? What do they want to do? Well, they want to tell you what is right, only to bring darkness to your soul. They judge of the consistency of any course with religion by its tendencies to promote outward prosperity. This they have exalted into the maxim, and this they make the essential thing in religion. Oh, come on, somebody. They make outward prosperity the essential thing in religion. But how could any man do this? And what connection would this have to be with the subject under this consideration, the kind of instruction that was to be given to servants? The meaning of the maxim seemed to be that religion must necessarily promote prosperity by its promoting temperance. Yes, they believe that religion somehow is necessary and promotes prosperity. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ always identified himself with the poor, and he always warned the rich. Jesus Christ has always identified himself with the poor and warned the rich. But I don't know about you today, but I believe that probably your pastor is an angel of light. He comes as an angel of light to tell you what is right, only to bring darkness to your soul. Oh my gosh, you need to understand today that Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light, and he wants to tell you what is right to get you in his grips and get you in his web, to get you in his circle. Then he wants to take your soul. He brings darkness to your soul. Only Jesus can liberate you from the bondages of Satan. This kind of instructions that was to be given to the servants, the meaning of the maxim seemed to be that religion must necessarily promote prosperity by its promoting temperance and industry and the length of days, and that since this was the case, it was fair to infer that anything which would not do this would not be consistent with religion. I'm telling you, this is what happened in the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it said these kind of preachers, they believed that anything that didn't come with prosperity, it wasn't of God. That means if they wasn't prospering, then somehow God wasn't with them. Oh, but they were far from the lie. They had bought into the lie. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand what the Bible says. The Bible says that these evil religious folks who thought that gain was a form of godliness. Oh, come on, somebody. How many people today in America, they think that gain is a form of godliness? How many pastors today just want a bigger church? How many pastors today don't want to ruffle any feathers? Oh my gosh, they say gain is a form of godliness. How many goals of a pastor is to have their next CD, their next book? They have become apostate. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. They just worry about the appraisal of men. They love to pat their damn evil self on their back. They don't want nothing of truth anymore. You see, they have bought into the lie of big organizations, and I'm telling you that Satan today owns the church government. Satan today wants to keep you a slave. Satan doesn't want to liberate you. Oh, come on, somebody. Satan wants to bankrupt you. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is going to give you a new heart. Jesus Christ is going to resurrect you. Jesus Christ is going to do some great things in your life. Oh, I feel Jesus today. And I'm telling you right now that the power of the Holy Spirit, the real God, the real Jesus, He's moving through America, and He is raising some people up. Oh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But you need to understand today, they seem that somehow that religion must necessarily promote prosperity by its promoting temperance and industry and the length of days, and that since this was the case, it was fair to infer that anything which would not do this could not be consistent with religion. They adopted it, therefore, as a general rule of judging, and one in entire accordance with the wishes of their own hearts. They, any course of life that would not do this must be contrary to the true spirit of religion. They said if you weren't wealthy, then somehow God wasn't blessing you. They said if you didn't have the members, that this is somehow contrary to the true spirit of religion. Oh my gosh, do you not see these kind of churches today? They just want your money. They just want the members so they can get your money, and so they can take your money and put it into a $5 million building. Your money is not going back out to the community, folks. Your money is going into a $5 million building. You know, D.L. Moody, he was a great man of one time. The ministry that he started, yes, was to go on a horse and carriage, and it was to help the poor. That means he was feeding the poor. He was a great man of God. But now, people that follow these great men of God are putting money into a building. They're not putting money back into the people. No, they're putting money into the building, and they will give you love, and they will give you, they say, we love you, we'll put you in these groups, and we love you here, and we love you there. But I'm here to tell you, they only love you because they want your money to put in their big buildings. Oh, come on, somebody, they come as a form of an angel of light, and they want to tell you what is right, only to bring darkness to your soul. That's the only thing they want to do, and supposing that everything which produces gain was consistent with religion, that's what they thought. They thought everything that was big, they thought that gain was a form of godliness. And Jesus said, you know what? I oppose this. But I'm going to tell you, these kind of pastors and these kind of churches, in Matthew 27:3, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he has seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests of the elders. You see, you know what they did? They were no more like Judas. They have sold Jesus for money. They have sold out Jesus for money. What is your price? You soon will also sell out Jesus for the money. You soon will also sell out Jesus for money, because you know what? Your evil church government is going to offer you a position, and they're going to say, I'm going to give you this position, but you don't talk about homosexuality. I'm going to give you a position, but you don't talk about the New World Order. I will give you a position, but you don't talk about the Constitution. You will have the money, but you don't even talk about Jesus. You don't talk about why we don't have a cross. You don't talk about why we don't have anything. You will talk what we tell you to talk. You see, many pastors have sold. They are no different than Judas today. They come in a form of an angel of light. They want to tell you what is right, but then they are darkness to your soul. They come as a form of an angel of light. They want to tell you what is right by lip singing what's in the Bible, but they are darkness to your soul. And I'm here to tell you, they are more worried about the praise of men, and they are willing to sell out the name of Jesus as long as they have a bigger congregation. They're willing to sell out the name of Jesus as long as they look good before men in community. Oh my gosh, they don't want to tell you about the Constitution. They don't want to tell you about the New World Order. No, they have sold the name of Jesus. They have sold the sovereign Jesus out for money, for silver. And this is why the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:5, it says, they say that religion is a form of, they say that gain is a form of godliness, that somehow true religion is somehow works with prosperity. And I'm here to tell you that this is Satan forming himself as an angel of light to try to tell you what is right, to only bring darkness to your soul. Then Satan says, Satan is using this mentality, this prosperity mentality. Oh my gosh, what does it say? Simon Magus and his followers and other false teachers who made merchandise of men looked everyone for his gain from his quarter and acted as there were nothing in religion but worldly profit and gain. These served themselves, their own bellies and selfish interests, and not the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore the apostle gives the following advice to Timothy and through him to all ministers and churches. Men that have come into your church today, why are they there? They have come to your church for gain, for money. And they think that godliness is a source of gain. They think that godliness is a source of gain. You need to understand in 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. But true godliness will make men depart from evil. In Proverbs 16:6, the Bible says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. A lot of you think that Jesus came just to love, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus came to judge. In John 8:26, I have many things to say and to judge of you. Jesus came to judge the whole world. Jesus came to judge the church. Jesus came to raise up a standard. Jesus came to judge. Oh, come on, somebody. Did not Jesus run the money changers out? Who was using it? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? The Bible says in Psalms 94:16. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who will stand up against this corruption in America today? Who will take a stand against the corruption of the Church of America today? Who will take a stand against the corruption that is moving at a strong pace in America? Yes, David wanted to know, who will rise up for me against these evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Yes, who will take a stand against these people who come and masquerade themselves as an angel of light, telling me what is right, but you're only bringing darkness to my soul? Hey, church, every time I try to go to you, you bring darkness to my soul. Hey, Pastor, every time I try to listen to you, bring a darkness to my soul. Yes, Jesus said in the following verses of 1 Timothy, He said, true godliness is contentment. He said, true godliness is contentment. And being content of where you're at, being content of what you have, being content of where you're working, being content and praising the Lord for the ability to preach, praising the Lord for the ability to work, praising the Lord for eyes to see and ears to hear, praising the Lord. Yes, it said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand that the contentment is the key to life, being content in all situations. A lot of you think that godliness is a form of gain. I'm here to tell you that's from a pit of hell. If you got peace of mind, you're very wealthy. Oh, come on, somebody. If you love yourself, you're very wealthy. If you have a woman or a man to love, you're wealthy. If you got food in your cupboards, you're wealthy. And I'm here to tell you, the riches of God can never be placed by materialism. The wealth of the Lord is peace. The wealth of the Lord is humility. The wealth of the Lord is meekness. To be wealthy in Jesus Christ is to have a sound mind. To be wealthy with Jesus Christ is to be able to love. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus in America, and we need Him now. Yes, they come as an angel of light, telling me what is right, but you're only bringing darkness to my soul. Satan comes as an angel of light. Satan comes in an angel of light, and I guarantee he's in your church, or she's in your church. Satan comes as an angel of light, and I guarantee he or she is in your school. Satan comes as an angel of light, and I guarantee he or she is in your government. Satan comes as an angel of light, and I guarantee that he is in your nation. And he comes as a nation of light, wants to tell you what is right, wants to tell you how to live, wants to tell you to give up the Constitution, wants to tell you to give up your liberties, wants to tell you it's okay to not own property. Why? He makes you a slave. He wants to come and raid your bank account. He wants to come and destroy your family. He wants to come and keep you a slave. Why? And this is what the mentality of these $5 million churches do. They come, they masquerade themselves as a light just so you, and they want to tell you what the Bible says or what is right, so that you give them your money. So that you give them your money so they can take their money and put it into their $5 million churches. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in this nation. We need Jesus back in our families. We need Jesus back in our schools. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in our walls. We need the cross of Jesus to be resurrected again. The Illuminati, they want to, the evil demonic system, they want to show off their symbolism. But I think it's time, America, I think it's time, the followers of Jesus, it's time to show off our symbolism, and that is Jesus Christ. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus, and we need Him now.
Thank you. sickness to my soul.